Live from a fan boat in the Everglades, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred, hard-hitting discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned referee, honored herpetologist, retired reptile rodeo clown, and a man who once saved Hugh Hefner from an embarrassing situation, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and inventor of the double stuffed Oreo, also the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest, and leastest, sculptor, water skier, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who could crack walnuts in his cubital falsa, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Hi. What's that?
All right.
Here we are.
High tech, baby.
You know what I love is that every episode of this podcast is just like clockwork. Everything is perfect.
Everything runs.
No
absolutely
problems. No issues. Actually,
perfect.
You know, something.
Everything well oiled. Everything fits into place.
But
everything's just precise. Just the
for
way
last,
it should be.
What's the name of your rifle, son? Come on, one of you boys.
Charlene, sir.
Charlene.
I might let you be part of my beloved core.
You've been born again.
So that guy.
Arlie,
okay, we're talking about the movie Full Metal Jacket. With Greg.
No, I haven't
Arlie,
seen it.
Arlie Emery.
He was brought in as a consultant on how to get guys to act like Marines for the filming of that movie, for Full Metal Jacket.
And he did such a good job.
The director's like, why are we even hiring somebody else? Have this guy just do it.
Okay.
He was fantastic.
It's fortuitous that Brad is here in this podcast. Because I have a list of the top all-time movies, and you're going to help determine whether Greg should... It should be on Greg's must-watch list.
If I watched it.
Okay.
So we're going to improve... This is the Improved Greg episode.
Yes, this is the...
So when I come back next week for the podcast, I've watched all these movies.
Well, you better.
Okay.
Well, if they land on your list.
Okay.
If Rick and I and Brad decide that this is something that you should see.
All right.
Top 100 all-time movies. Godfather!
Saw it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You've already seen it?
Well, then all three.
I watched it 2 days ago.
Three times.
I really did.
On the Pluto channel, they were playing the four Godfather movies back to back to back.
In the
three,
four.
There's only three.
Three Godfather movies back to
say.
Back to back. I was thinking of the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I recorded them all and watched them all.
Yeah. don't bother with the third
one. There's no reason to watch the third one.
Well,
no.
I'm trying to find the reason behind it. But
money.
Well, yeah. Okay. Because
the mob came and made him an offer he
couldn't
refuse.
So don't worry about that one, Greg.
I got it, yeah.
Shawshank Redemption.
Haven't seen that.
You haven't seen it? I say it should go on your list.
I say
put, I might put it ahead of The Godfather.
Well, that would be because
I
you're
think
an
it,
idiot.
It's such a phenomenal
movie.
No, it's
movie. Because it's a prison film and he gets kind of excited.
That's his next stop.
Okay, so we're in agreement, though, that he should watch...
Okay, yeah,
the
you just raised a question.
100%,
you've raised a question in my mind. Have you ever spent a night in jail?
No.
Alan?
A night in jail? No, never.
No.
Greg?
No.
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 My friend Andy Vreen.
Well, now. That was the longest night of his life.
Schindler's List.
I did not see that.
I've seen it a couple of times.
Why? Once is enough.
Once is enough, Brad. Schindler's List, that is one depressing film. It's a great movie, don't get me wrong, Greg, you don't want to watch
that.
Wasn't there a whole episode of Seinfeld where he was like making out during Schindler's List?
Not at this point in your life. I'm done.
You know, if I get two thumbs down from you guys, that's a no watch.
They finally kill Hitler at the end of it.
Oh, not good.
In the end.
Okay, go ahead. Raging Bull.
Saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even put it on your list.
Well, then that's it.
I wouldn't have put it on your list.
Rick?
No, I never. Thumbs down. I've seen it several times. It's all right, but it's not.
They made such a big deal because De Niro gained a lot of weight,
lost a lot of weight. Exactly.
Yeah, but you know we can't.
It's his job.
You can't use Brad as the measure. We don't all have enough time to just sleep in a mail truck watching movies all day.
True. Casablanca.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
I have not seen that.
Casablanca. I've never seen Casablanca. Greg,
I've taken that back.
That's in your top 10, man.
Okay.
Even my youngest daughter, Gina, if she comes home and says, you want to watch Casablanca? She'll say yes and sit down and watch it.
Yeah. And it's full of famous quotes, man.
Well, yes, I understand that.
It's the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It is one of the most quoted movies.
It'll help you appreciate Bugs Bunny cartoons more.
Yeah, exactly. Citizen Kane.
No, I have not seen that.
I think that's overrated.
It's overrated, but it's a pretty damn good film.
It's pretty good.
Especially when you start looking at the cinematography of it. It was really, really well
made.
Seriously,
it was.
Especially for the time it was made.
39, 41,
something like that. Oh, it's cinematography. Yeah. I watched the Coen brothers.
Yeah. Gone with the Wind, I think.
Yes, I did.
You're not allowed to.
Oh! You've seen it?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
You're not allowed to watch
that
anymore.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, like 2 years ago.
Watched it?
Gone with the Wind was back in theaters.
Right.
And my wife and I went and watched Gone with the Wind on the big screen in a theater.
No kidding. Did you take a box of tissues with you as well?
It has an intermission.
And they still had the intermission. They did it exactly the same.
Saw that too.
Except they cut
out all references to slavery.
Not one bit.
No.
It was totally the way it was back in the day. And it was my wife and I were easily the youngest
asleep
people.
By the time it,
the you, youngest people in the theater.
Really?
Because it's the middle of the afternoon, you know. And they came to...
Were all the senior citizens making out?
Most of them, I think, might have been asleep. But...
Did you see Greg and Lisa there?
No. We saw that at the Grand Theater in Austin. And you were talking about the theater, just exactly what you said.
So you did see Gone with the Wind.
On the big screen,
On the big screen? I've never seen it on the big screen.
I've never seen it on the big screen.
Did you cry when Atlanta burned?
No, I did not.
That scene had to be fabulous on the big screen.
It was.
Oh, it was great. But but the thing was, when it came time, when the oh my gosh,
you
I can't
think
of the
people.
The character's name, but the
Ashley?
Young black girl.
Oh, Butterfly McQueen.
When the baby.
Yeah, she can't birth no babies.
Can't birth no babies. And Scarlett slapped that girl. Everybody in the theater went, and my wife and I just
laughed.
Maybe we weren't supposed to, but we just like, oh my gosh. And then we kind of looked at each other like, ooh, maybe we shouldn't have done that. But it's a different time. It's a different era. It's a different movie.
You just need to follow it up with In the Heat of the Night. Sidney Poitier slaps the guy back.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's a great movie. That's a great movie.
You're out of order. You're out of order here.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're out of order. You're out of order.
Sorry.
Hey, before you go on, I got an observation to make.
Go ahead.
Sue and I went to see Napoleon.
How bad was that? I'm not hearing very good reviews about that.
Sorry. But what I noticed, what you said, we went on a Tuesday afternoon to see a 2.5-hour movie.
Senior citizen discount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that too. Well, we were surprised we got a senior citizen's discount, which was cool.
What
but there's
surprised
not
a... you about that?
Sue asked. Is there a senior citizen's discount? I said, we're not senior citizens. We're not 65. But apparently, if you look close enough to it, they don't even card you.
No,
they just give you your discount.
Like you're going in for a
beer. I make the joke about senior citizen discount.
Yeah.
And me and my wife go, and me and Lori go, and I get the senior citizen discount too.
Because she's dragging
that's
you
right.
along.
I'm the youngest of all of us. I'm getting it too.
Goes to show you, Brad.
It goes to show me what, Greg?
Just go ahead, not that young looking anymore. Come on, hit me.
What I was about to say, though, is that I'm sorry. Go ahead. You go to a movie during the middle of the week in the afternoon, and it's not summertime. Everybody in there is going to be a senior citizen.
Yeah.
And yeah. Napoleon gets beat in the end.
And a lot of people fall asleep during the movie?
Do
they bring in an extra crew just to wake people up at the end of it?
Nah, the war scenes are pretty bloody. Battle of Waterloo. Battle of Waterloo is pretty good.
And they have a vendor walking up and down the aisles. Depends. Depends.
Clean up on aisle two.
I'm sorry, Rick. I'm sure you had a good time.
I had a good enough time. The other thing I think is that anybody that dragged themselves to a 2.5-hour Napoleon movie already knows most of Napoleon's story. So you got a bunch of guys in there afterwards going,
"Well, that was incorrect.
That's not right. He didn't really do that. You know, Josephine was older than him, not younger."
Wow.
By like 12 years.
So what did you think of Napoleon, Greg?
Think I'm not going to go see it.
Don't put it on your list. Wait for it to come out. Although the director's cut's going to be a 4-hour version.
That's what I heard.
Okay. Our list
is more of Napoleon.
Of 100 movies. So far, we've done 7.
It's going to be a long night.
The Wizard of Oz. Please tell me you've seen that.
Yeah, I
have. Okay, well,
watch that at Granny and Grandpa's house.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Saw that.
You did see it. That would have been worth it.
You know, that's one of the two movies that won swept the 5 major awards.
And you know the other one? No, hang on. I know the other one. I know you know the other one. Let's see if Alan and Greg.
No, I don't.
Know the other
one. What was the question?
What two movies have swept the 5 major categories at the
and this is one of them. I guess the other Ben-Hur,
Silence of the Lambs.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even put that on his list.
I saw it though.
Oh, really?
No, I saw it.
Well, you're just a fool. You're a fool.
The word you're looking for is idiot.
That's the one that Rick throws around during these podcasts.
Are we half hour? Are we halfway through? Can Brad do a commercial?
No.
Here, do another commercial.
Oh.
And you're not in Louisiana this time.
All right.
You're helping your brother, Uncle Dan.
Well, today's All right. Today's program is brought to you by Uncle Dan's Olive Oil.
Yeah.
That's a new one. Uncle Den has learned the secret of growing premium grade olives right here in good old Southern Illinois. Why go to the dangerous Mideast for your olive oil? What's wrong with the Midwest? Using a special blend of Lachino and Mezzanina olives, lovingly picked and stomped by Dennis and his co-workers, you can be sure that when cooking with Uncle Den's olive oil, you're cooking with the best. And Denno has all the different grades of olive oil. Want the best? His extra virgin olive oil is made from olives that are carefully chaperoned at all times, so you can be sure of their purity when making your favorite pasta dishes. And nothing goes to waste. The cheap, slutty olives are also used, being the primary ingredient in Uncle Den's USDA crude grade olive oil that has an SAE 5W30 rating suitable for use in Fiats, Alfa Romeos, and low performance Fiaris.
Fiaris.
You've never heard of a Ferrari, huh?
Yeah, Ferraris.
Wow.
I'm 2M. I'm the Dean Martin of the podcast.
I think there was one of those
here.
Ferrari kids in your class.
Hey, baby. Okay. So for the finest Illinois olive oil that money can buy, hurry down to Uncle Den's Market and make him an offer that he can't refuse.
There you go.
Now, Uncle Dennis is really into diversification. He's got a lot of different businesses.
I've noticed that in the
Uncle
last...
Den's Roasters, Uncle Den's Olive Oil.
Uncle Den's stuff.
Of course, he runs the orchard as well. Lawrence of Arabia.
No. No. Mm.
Too long, too boring.
I liked it. I've always... But,
I'm not saying it's not a good movie.
Yeah. But I would...
I'd put it in the category of Napoleon.
Okay. We got Vertigo.
Parts of it, yeah.
Don't bother. Psycho?
No.
Yes, Brad? You have a question?
Got his hand up.
You have your hand up? You have a question?
Okay, so this is one that's probably in the top 100 that I think he really needs to see. And it was on...
Vertigo or Psycho?
No. Neither one of those.
So
this has nothing to do with...
I'm going totally
nothing.
Off the rail. Okay. I'm going off the board, Jack, for 50.
Okay.
Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
Saw it.
Well, absolutely should be on there.
Just because it's on my DVR right now. I recorded it the other day.
It's tattooed on your arm.
That's such a great movie.
It is.
So, anyway.
That is a wonderful movie. It's like, a mixture of drama and humor, and it's just
It's got
wonderful.
It all.
It's a delight.
Just the rules of the knife fight was just enough to see.
It would be a 10 and a half
yes.
if it had a little nudity in it.
It came close, baby.
Okay, so I'm talking to this guy at work, and you know, a buddy of mine that, you know, we're talking about old kung fu movies and slasher movies that we used to watch, you know, when we were that age.
Yeah,
and I'm like, man, I remember my brothers would come home. This is when you were gone at law school, Rick.
Come home,
Alan
drinking.
And Dennis would come home. And they would rent movies, and they'd always rent these kung fu movies and slasher movies. I'm like, I'm just younger, and I'm like, why are we watching this? You know, and they'd sit there and watch them, and finally, there's the one nude scene that they have in every single one of them, and you're like, okay, I guess it's worth it. And the guy at work is like, exactly.
Wow.
That's exactly.
It's called the internet, Brad. You can just...
I know, but back then, we're talking pre-internet. You know,
we're also with him, we were talking pre-pubescence.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, it was a big thing in his life.
I'm sure
On the waterfront.
No.
That's a really good movie.
Yeah, just bits.
But it's not, you know.
I like the speech that he gives.
I could have been a contender.
I could have been somebody.
I could have been somebody.
It was you.
Could have been a contender.
Sunset Boulevard, no. Sunset Boulevard.
I've seen it.
No. You don't have to watch that one, Greg.
Thank you.
Forrest Gump.
Saw it.
Forrest Gump.
Saw that one. Sound of Music.
Saw it.
There you go.
We've said,
do you know the guy that wrote the screenplay for Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid also wrote Princess Bride?
12 Angry Men.
Didn't see it.
William Goldberg.
I think there's a couple Angry Men down here.
There's 12 Angry Men was made, has been, they did a remake
and
of that.
Both,
you know,
great
that?
Movies. Right?
12 Angry Men always makes me angry.
he told me that the first time I saw it. He's like, 12 Angry Men.
Just
12
like 12
Angry
guys
Man.
Just arguing the whole time. The whole movie,
he's
they're
like,
arguing.
Well, here's the thing. As a prosecutor, you're going, okay, I've got this guy. He absolutely did the crime, and some idiot in there is going to tie this up and acquit him. He's going to talk.
They didn't find the murder weapon.
Oh, God, but he did it. He's obviously innocent.
Was that Dial M for Murder, where they have almost the same plot, and it turns out the guy really did do the killing?
I don't know.
And, like, leaves him a note to that effect saying, thanks, you got me out of it.
I was going
to
watch that movie tonight. Thanks, Rick.
Go, Matt. Glad to help.
West Side Story.
Saw it.
Who'd you want to win?
Sharks.
When you're a jet, you're a jet.
A jet all the way.
Okay. Just wondering. Star Wars movies?
No.
You know,
you've never seen any of the Star Wars movies.
Wow.
Do you know that Steven Spielberg recently did
Bread?
You know, Spielberg did a complete remake of West Side Story.
We should tie him up and make him watch him.
Like a scene-for-scene remake. What was the point?
I really don't know. I mean, it was good, but I don't know. I didn't see the point.
Here's one we're going to be split on.
Never seen Star Wars.
No.
What is it? Jeremiah Johnson.
2001 Space Odyssey.
Oh, the greatest movie ever made.
Well, it's a really good movie, but I'm not going to go as far as greatest movie ever made.
No. It's got interesting parts.
Yeah.
Parts. E.T.
Saw it.
Overrated.
You did?
Yeah.
Overrated.
Definitely overrated. I wouldn't watch it again. Silence of the Lambs, which you just thought to us. You were just like,
I didn't say. Those brakes, baby. Tap those brakes. I didn't say it was the greatest movie ever made. I said that it won the five.
No, it didn't.
And you said it's worth seeing.
It did win.
The five? No.
It won five.
Yeah,
Oscars.
It won the five. It won the five.
Not
big
the five
Oscars.
Big ones.
Yes, it did.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, maybe.
There's not maybe about it.
I think you're wrong. I'm going to call you out on that.
We'll have a follow-up to this.
Okay.
Chinatown.
Didn't see it.
Don't worry.
Yeah, the only part where Chinatown was watching when he cuts his nose.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Once you've seen that, you don't have to watch the rest of it.
And he walks around with Band-Aid for the rest of the movie.
Okay. Bridge on the River Kwai.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have seen it?
Yes.
Can you whistle with us?
No, I can't whistle. I can't do two things at one time.
Great movie.
Singing in the Rain?
Although, no. You know, here's the thing about it. Let me back up. Wait. All right. Go back to...
Just the part where Donald O'Connor runs up the wall and does his little flip.
River Kwai?
Yeah.
You just skip through all the scenes with Will and Holden and just fast forward to where they're at the camp.
What are you talking about?
All those scenes where he goes back and is training and they're going to... Everything involving William Holden in that, after he leaves the camp, you just fast forward through those parts until it gets back to Alec Guinness.
I disagree.
Now, according to this, Brad, there's three that won the Big Five.
Oh, there might be by now.
This is true.
Okay, who are they? Come on.
All right, lay it on us.
It was happened one night. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and The Silence of the Lambs. It happened one night. It was in 1934.
I was thinking of that.
Okay.
Were you?
It's a Wonderful Life. Please tell me you've seen that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Dr. Strangelove.
Now it's a Wonderful Life. Do you watch the colorized version?
Black and white.
Yeah.
What? Don't look at me like that. Black
and white. Lori's never seen it. My wife's never seen it.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Never seen
How's that possible?
She's never seen it. And the fact that I've tried to cram it down her throat, she refuses to see it.
Merry Christmas, you old building and loan.
Maybe we should just act it out for her at Christmas.
Merry Christmas from jail.
There you are.
Go home, they're waiting for you. To my brother.
Something Like It Hot?
The richest man in town. Something Like It Hot's fantastic.
No, it's a really good movie.
No, it's not. It's not that good.
Yeah, it is. You're wrong.
But this next one is.
It was great. At the time,
no. If they have them
Ben Hur,
have them list the greatest comedies of all time. They always
was
list
he number one, what?
Something Like It.
Ben Hur,
he's number what? No, I mean him. He is number what?
Oh, number 37.
Number 37.
I haven't seen it.
You have not seen Ben Hur.
No.
Not even The Chariot Race.
I saw The Chariot Race in highlights or something, but you know,
it's not over. Judah, it goes on.
Oh, my God.
That guy was the most horrible person ever.
The only thing I can just lean over and say, the only thing I can say about this is that they're going to miss you, Greg, because they're going to kick you out.
Yeah, I know it.
No.
Because you haven't seen enough movies.
Well,
we're trying to help him.
We've known this about Greg for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
His affliction. Apocalypse Now.
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
Way overrated. Wonderful.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Oh,
no, it's not.
Listeners, you can scratch Apocalypse
Now. No,
Platoon, you can scratch that too.
Also
not worth watching.
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now is fabulous. Yeah. It's absolutely fabulous. Amadeus.
Fabulous.
No. Amadeus.
I love that movie. I think it's a fantastic movie.
Tom Hulce was wonderful.
Fair.
Tom Hulce was, and the guy that played Salieri, what is that guy's name?
F. Murray Abraham.
He was wonderful as well.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
He won the Academy Award.
Didn't Amadeus, wasn't he in Animal House?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He was the wimp.
Yes,
not
he was.
The blimp.
Yeah, Pinto. The
wimp. A wimp and a blimp.
Is Animal House on that list?
I doubt it.
The greatest movies?
But oh, I bet it should be. You've seen that, right?
I bet it is.
Oh, thank God. The Lord of the Rings films?
I saw one.
First okay, one. Here it is.
The middle
walking.
One. He saw the middle one.
Okay. No, I saw Let's the first just one. Do a saw the first one.
A list of Greg's movies that he saw when he was really drunk.
Greg, I'm with you on this one. You know, all those Lord of the Rings and Hobbits and stuff, a whole bunch of characters and creatures that you can't remember the names of, and it's just one big, blurry, muddy mess.
I stopped by the other day, and our brother Dennis is watching Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're, you know, just exactly as you said, all of a sudden, they're walking down this thing. I'm like... I said, so Dennis, are they almost to the bridge of Arapirathon? I mean, it's like everything is...
Has a name.
Something.
Right.
You know, I'm looking at the furnace here. It's the furnace of Morthon.
Except they won't call it a furnace. It's the Wog of Morthon.
Just put a knife in me already. Anyway. Okay.
What about the movie Gladiator?
What time is it, by the way?
It's getting
overrated.
Close.
You don't have to watch that one.
Thank you.
You don't have to watch it. That's not my Gladiator.
All right, let's do this. You guys give me 5 movies I need to watch this week.
We already have, haven't we?
No. Just
each Cool Hand Luke.
See, Cool Hand Luke is pretty
good. That's
good.
So we already said Shawshank.
That's 2.
You need to see that one.
Cool Hand Luke, I agree with that.
I think Apocalypse. Well, Rick says no on Apocalypse Now, but I said yes on.
No,
but we did agree on Ben Hur.
Yeah, I'll see that.
Don't we agree on Ben Hur?
Ben Hur's pretty fantastic.
It's a long one.
Yeah, I know.
Do you need the DVD? I got it.
No, it's in
the camper.
Singing in the Rain. Ridge on the River Kwai. Do you watch that one?
I saw that, yeah.
You saw that one, okay.
And Debbie Does Dallas. There we go.
Over and over and over.
We're not out of time. No. that was the finale. Oh.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to have to go to the archives for that one.
I desperately need a clock in this room.
Right there on the wall, dipshit.
He's like, I haven't seen it, but Lisa has.
3 times.
That Clint Eastwood movie.
They show it on Southwest flights.
The Clint Eastwood movie that won the Oscar, Unforgiven.
Oh, no.
Unforgiven's a great...
No.
It's a great movie.
It has its moments, Rick.
Not enough to...
It's a great movie.
Don't waste your time on Unforgiven. There's so many better Westerns.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll go with Dirty Harry for that matter.
Oh, I love Dirty Harry.
I like Dirty Harry. Oh, I'm sorry. Scratch Dirty Harry. Outlaw Josie Wales.
I agree with Outlaw Josie Wales.
You need to see Outlaw Josie Wales.
I haven't seen that, so that's a good one.
Take that one. Definitely go with that one.
Every time, right before somebody gets killed, there's a great line. there is a quotable line right before somebody gets...
I'm afraid of dying, Josie.
It's a great line.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah. Saw that.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Wow.
Gregory Peck, Atticus Finch.
Yeah.
Classic.
That is
the thing that I like most about that is the scene where they call on the lawyer in town to kill the mad dog because he's the best shot.
Well, sure.
I just relate.
Yeah, because you killed do something with one shot.
I haven't told you yet, but since you're here, I'm the best shot of the Ringhausen Brothers. All right, go ahead.
I've heard this.
A Clockwork Orange.
Yes. I didn't shoot at a groundhog 3 or 4 times and miss it.
You did see that one?
Oh, yeah.
Did you read the book first?
No, you told me that you thought you should read the book first.
It enhances a film if you read the book first. Have you seen Clockwork Orange?
And read the book?
Clockwork Orange has its moments, but it's a bizarre film. I wouldn't watch the whole
thing.
It
is a bizarre film.
Very bizarre.
Dr. Zhivago.
No.
No, if you're going to watch a doctor movie, watch Dr. Strangelove.
There's the movie.
Like Dr. Detroit.
The Searchers, John Wayne movie. If you're going to watch John Wayne movies, there's better John Wayne movies than The Searchers.
Oh, yeah. Man Shot Liberty Valance.
Liberty Valance.
I'd go with that one. Have you seen that one?
I don't know if I saw that
That's
one.
That's a must-see.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
Take that one home.
I've seen a lot
Man
of
Shot
John
Liberty
Wayne
Valance.
Movies, but I don't know if I've got that one.
Jaws?
So, yes.
Patton?
Yes.
Jaws.
Here, I have a great Jaws movie.
Yeah, Jaws. We got a Jaws story.
I have a great Jaws story.
Okay, I know where this is going. Go ahead. Tell the Jaws story.
Do you?
Yeah,
know
I know
Jaws story?
I know what
Okay,
tell
so
about.
Our whole family...
Your emotional scars.
Our whole family was going down to a Cardinal baseball game.
This isn't
going
to involve running over the dog on Christmas again, is it?
Nah, it's not that horrible.
All right, go ahead.
Thanks. So the whole family's going down to the Cardinal baseball game, St. Louis Cardinals, and we get down
you
there.
Have 20 seconds.
And.
Well, I'll be cutting a lot of this out, so you got more time. Take all the time.
And the Cardinals lose the game, and we're into the movie, and it sucked. So.
Now, go ahead with your story.
So we go to the Cardinal game. The Cardinal game gets rained out.
Nope.
It was sold out.
Sold out. So Dad took the whole family to see Jaws.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It just been out in the theaters, and I'm the youngest, so at that time, I'm 7 years old. We go to see Jaws.
Have nightmares?
I still do.
A week later, we go to Florida to go swimming in the ocean.
Oh.
Brad sits cowering in the car for 3 days.
Boy, that was the same year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Wow.
Scars, huh?
Whew.
Deep.
Good bit. I mean,
I'm gonna go curl up in a, I'm gonna go home and curl up in a fetal position now.
What I like about
I think it's all just one giant sick joke. First they put the fake shoes on you as a baby, and then they drag you into a horrible terrorist film, and then take you to the ocean.
What I remember about that Jaws movie,
there's a pattern here.
We went to the Jaws movie, and it was already started when we got there. We walked in right as the ship was sailing out to sea to get the shark. We watched it till the end, and then we sat and watched the start of the movie up until that point and left.
Why not?
I can see. It's like I can watching Pulp 100% Fiction. See our dad say, well, I'm not leaving till I see the whole movie.
And then, and then when you're watching it again, saying, well, I'm not going to watch the same thing twice.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, 7 years old, going to see Jaws, baby.
How'd you get in?
You were so
lucky. I was with my parents.
So lucky.
Your parents took you to R-rated movies?
Our parents
I don't think it was R-rated. It was probably PG.
I think Jaws is R-rated.
I think it was.
Yeah, there's nudity in it.
What, is it Kung Fu? Was there Kung Fu in the movie? I don't think so.
Very opening scene, dude.
Oh, please. I beg you to find any nudity in that because I have watched it frame by frame over and over again, and I can't find any.
This is so sad for you to say something like that.
Okay, there along the way, we had hardly any comedy films. We recommended Animal House. What about Caddyshack? You should see that.
I saw that.
Excellent movie. Yeah. Spinal Tap. I would watch that. Okay. It's well worth it. Have you seen Spinal Tap?
No, I have not seen
Raising Spinal. Arizona.
Raising Arizona, the film work in that is fantastic.
Big Lebowski.
That's on my list.
You should
for
watch
sure.
that.
Yeah, I'd say Big Lebowski.
Fandango. Over. It's not a comedy, but it's well, it's kind of a comedy.
Fandango.
Fandango. The film work in that's also great.
I agree with that.
All right. Well, it doesn't really matter now because it's time to go.
Yes, it is.
So what was the top five on that list?
I don't know. What did you make? He's not going to watch any of them.
Yeah, I am. Ben-Hur.
I guess
except the Debbie Lowe. Yeah,
sorry, got that one. That's Edson Stone.
Greg, you're perspiring over there.
It's been brutal.
You know,
sitting next to Brad.
Time to go, guys.
Brad brings a different vibe to the show, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And Brad, you can't come back.
I figure that.
All right.
Dennis has never come.
You know what this means.
See you later. From Rick Gator.
Greg Gator.
From Dirty Harry Gator.
And Amadeus Gator.
There you go.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour, brought to you by Heaver's Coffee. One cup and you'll be a heaver forever. By Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Federation. See you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network.